Viter in Oraisa. We are in Yevamos Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. Picking up on Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, six lines up from the bottom. Taima. Now, we had left off discussing the makor of where do we know that in Erva and her Tzara and the Tzara Seha are going to be Pater from Yibum and Chalitza. Where do we know they're from? We brought a Pasuk and we brought a Braisa that goes through the whole thing. And now we're going to break it down. Says the Gemara, Time of the Kosher Achmana Aleha, the reason why my wife's sister and the other Arias are going to be excluded from doing Yibum is because the Pasuk says the word Aleha, which is going to be where we learn out the Gezerah Shava to connect to everything, to everything else. Halav Hachi, Hava Mina Chos Isha, Mia Bemes. But if not for that, then I would have said that the wife's sister, any other one, is able to do Yibum. Says Rashi, Hava Mina Chos Isha, Mia Bemes, Mia Bem. Right, that there, you would do it. My time, what's the reason? Says Rashi, but don't we know there's karis involved here? Fa'alo b'karis kayola? How can you say it's going to be mutter to do yibum without that word when every erva is usher to the yavam with a din of karis? Answer is, in a chinam that it's karis, but damrinan asi ase v'dachi los ase. It was a principle that knows that is known as, an ase is docha los ase. But that gezeres shava is going to say, no. But without the gezeres shava, we say, yes. Absolutely. Says Rashi, dosa ase de yibam. It's an ase to do yibam. And udachis los ase de mikra lialfinan de asya ase udachi los ase kinefresh ase. We're also, because we learned from the pasuk that ase is docha a los ase. Amar da aminan ase asya ase udachi los ase. Hold on 1 second. Is that really true? Come on. When is it true that we say an ase is docha los ase? That's los ase greda. That's when you're dealing with a regular los ase, regular standard los ase. But what about a los ase shishbo kares midachi? This is a case of a los ase. Don't do this. Okay, we know that you're not allowed to go and do certain averas. Absolutely, that's true. But do we say that an ase is docha los ase when it comes to an ase that has kares? Visu, and furthermore, los ase greida minalin didachi. Where do we even know this from in the first place, that a standard los ase is knocked out by an essay, that the essay knocks it out. Beep, turn the page. Dalid Amud Aleph. We learn it from the following dichsiv. The pasuk says, by shatnez, lo silbo shatnez. You're not allowed to wear woolen linen that's been mixed together. Gedilim taseh lach. You shall make for yourself gedilim. Gedilim is tzitzis. And this is fascinating. Says Rashi, lo silbo shatnez, v'samachle, and right next to it, then it says, gedilim taseh lach. And we darshin these two things right next to each other. Therefore, it matters kilayim with tzitzit. Alma, clearly, what do you see? Asi asay v'dachi los asay. The asay is docha los asay. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to go ahead and mix wool and linen together. Then we have a pasuk right after this goes and says, mix wool and linen together. When it comes to tzitzis, must be a seizos dochalos ase. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, smuchin minator minayin, the concept of things that are right next to each other, samach one to the next, and we darshan one to the next. Where do we see that principle? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, smuchim la'ad le'olam, asuyim be'emes v'yashar. They are it says, they are joined forever and for eternity. They, meaning smuchin, are fashioned in truth and uprightness, which is telling us that you bring two things together. It's not a random concept over here. Really, this is a truthful thing, and there you can go and you can expound and elaborate on it. Okay. V'amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azaria, Minayin liyavama shenafal lefnei mukeshchin. Where do we know that if you have a yavama, and she falls to Yibum, to her brother-in-law, but the brother-in-law is full of boils, and therefore, it's disgusting. It's like grossed out by this person. She'ein chos menosa. We don't literally muzzle her. In other words, when she's like, I don't want to marry this person. I'm not interested. He's nasty. How do we know that we don't muzzle her and kind of force her to go through with this marriage? She'nemar, the pasuk says, lo sachsum shor bidisho. You can't muzzle an ox when it's in the middle of threshing. You can't throw it when it's asher b'simchlei. And right next to it, we have the idea of yibum. It says ki yeshu achim yachtov, when your brothers are sitting together, and therefore, because of the fact that we have these two things right next to each other, we understand that we learn out one from the next. Says Rashi, shein chosmin ein sosmin taino seha lechufa l'seabim. We don't quiet her down in a way that we now force her to do yibum lo. Ella kofenoso, we forced him v'cholet to do chalitza. Chosmin lishna dekra kan nakat yelifla milo sachsom. V'samachle, right afterwards it says alma, the idea of yibum alma darshin and smuchin. We darsh in these two parshas that are right next to each other. The gabi climb mitzitzes, nami darshin also climb mitzitzes. We also come and we darsh in this idea as well. So now we know about the concept of smuchin. And v'amar of Yosef afil l'man de lo dar smuchin ba'alma. Even according to the one who generally not darshan smuchin all over the place, right? There is apparently a machlokus about this. If one who doesn't do it in the entire Torah, b'mishnah Torah darsh. Certainly Mishnah Torah does. Mishnah Torah is devarim. It's called Mishnah Torah because there's a lot of repetition that goes on in Mishnah Torah. It goes and repeats a lot of the ideas and fills in a lot of the blanks that are not in Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. Rashi says, "B'Mishnah Torah darish v'hai smuchin dekilayim b'tzitzis b'Mishnah Torah v'darshinan." So even the one who says that we don't necessarily darshin smuchin, they will darshin smuchin when it comes to Devarim. Dehar Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma lo darish. Rabbi Yehuda is one who's of the opinion that you don't darshin it. B'Mishnah Torah darish, but he does darshin when it comes to Mishnah Torah. And since it's pasuk of tzitzis hashanis are over there, everyone's going to be asking that we darshan smuchin. Now, once we darshan smuchin, we learn out from this idea of tzitzis that asay is docha alosa asay, and therefore we say it says docha alosa asay, then it should also be docha alosa asay. If not for the gezeirah shava, you would have thought that maybe one can do yibam on his own wife's sister, on his wife's sister, and the gezeirah comes to knock, the gezeirah shava knocks it out. But with that, we would have thought you'd do it on that, and then the Gemara just still wants to know, though. But maybe that's only by something that's not karis. Do we say that by karis as well? But we're still stuck in this discussion. How do we know that generally he doesn't darshan the idea of smuchin? Where do we see he doesn't do it outside of Devarim? We learned in a brisa ben Azay Omer. Nemer mechashefa lo sechaya. It says about a sorceress, about a witch, that she shall not live. Okay, but it doesn't say what exactly the punishment is going to be. Rashi says b'sefer ve'ilir shemos. This is found in shemos. V'nemar. And we have another pasuk which says it's the very next pasuk. Kol v'nemar. Kol shochef in behema mosimus. Anyone who sleeps with an animal will certainly die. Right? One is chafes yudzayin. One is chafes yudches. Samchu inyan lo ma shochev in behema beskila. So the Indian that was putting right next to it says to come to teach you. Just like when somebody is, if some Indian, Rashi says, Indian a parsha, smucha parsha, mechashef, etzel shochev, and behema, the gabe adadik, it's one next to the other to come and teach you. Ma shochev in behema beskila, just like someone who's with a behema is going to be the skila. Rashi says, "Dechsev beisha hanir ba'as lebehema, demehim bam." The chol demehim bam beskila. Anytime it says demehim bam, it's in skila. The gamrinon in Sanhedrin, oviyidoni. We learn it from the idea of oviyidoni. Dechsev bru yirgmu osam demehim bam. That you go and you help them, and their blood is on them. So ma shochev in behema beskila, af bechshev beskila. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda back to them. Before we say that, let me just explain what's over in Yidoni. The Gemara in Sanhedrin explains that Ov is a type of, it's called a necromancer. Someone who communicates with the dead. It's a type of kishuf. And Yidoni is someone who looks into the future by taking a bone of an animal. That's called the Yadua, puts it in his mouth, and then a voice comes out of it. So, just like that, Apachshev Eskila, so too, Mashach Mehim Eskila, Af Chshefa Eskila. So, because it has, with the concept of Oviadoni, the concept of you get stoned, and it says, Demeim Bum, and we say Demeim Bum by an animal. So too, we say this also with the thing that's right next to it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says back to them, V'chim mipnei shesamcha inyan lo notzi zeh l'skila. What do you want to say? Because of the fact that there's a smichas aparshas over here,
to somebody who's with an animal, you're going to pull this one out, the mechashev, to say it's going to be done by skila. I just note these the mechashev for skila. He misa chamur mekulam, which is the most chamur misa. Ela ovi yedoni bechlal mechashvim hayu. Ovi yedoni, these type of kishuf, it's part of the category of kishuf, right? It is a type. Rashi says shenemar lo sechaya. And Velamayatsu. So why did the pasuk decide to mention it if it's just like an example of it? Lahakish lahem velamelchatz, to make a hekish to it, to tell you ma ovi yedoni miskila af mechashefa miskila. Just like an oven yedoni is with skila, so too mechashefa is with skila as well. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is not going to generally go and be darshaning smicha. Says Rashi, lahakish aleim, shazum mida b'torah, kol darvashayi b'chlal, anything that was part of the cloud, general idea, v'yotzim in the cloud, and you pulled that out of it, l'lamit, to learn something, l'lamit al-atzma yotza, it's not coming to teach only itself, l'lamit al-klal kul yotza. It's coming to teach you for the entire klal that it's coming to, that it's being pulled out for. So don't think that we learn out that kishuf is going to be skila from the fact that it's next to animals. And we know animals, because this is the main bum, and we learned that out from what you've done, the main bum means skila. Rather, we know from it itself. That is a type of kishuf is over you don't, and therefore it's coming to teach you this as well. It's going to be with skila also, so you don't do smichas. Okay. But what about the Rebbe Yehuda does darshin it by Mishnah Torah? Mishnah Torah, Minel and Darsh. How do we know that he does darshin smichas when it comes to Mishnah Torah? The Tanaim learned in a Mishnah later on in this very Masechta. Nosei Adam Anusas Avim Mufutas Aviv. A man is allowed to marry a woman that his father had a relationship with. Let's say his father raped this woman, or he seduced this woman, and he was with her. He's allowed to go and marry this woman, and Anusas Beno, Mufutas Beno, also a man's allowed to marry the girl that was violated by his son, or seduced by his son. Rashi starts off by saying, no, say, Adam Anusas Aviv, Shalom Nasser, Alavo, Lamis, Ella, the only time it's going to be answered from the relationship that his father has is Ella Ashes Aviv, his father's wife, Kiddich Sivlik, the Pasuk says, Ervas Ashes Avicha, the Ashes Mashmai, the Ishus to Kiddushin, it means through Kiddushin. And then it goes on to Anusas Beno, Lav Kalasu. She's not considered his daughter-in-law. The Ein Kala Elam Kudeshes Ule Chupa. It has to be something that there was some sort of marriage that was done. Rabbi Huda said, "Anusas Avim for the Aviv." He said, "No." Rabbi Huda says it's going to be usher to do to be with the Anusa, the Mufuda of his father. From Rav Gidol Marav, my time to Rabbi Huda. What's the reason? Why would he say that it's a problem? What's going to be the problem? Because the pasuk says, "Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv." A man shall not marry the wife of his father. V'lo yigala kenafav, and he can't uncover the robe of his father. What did we learn out? Kenaf shira aviv lo yigala, the kenaf, the robe that his father saw, he shall not uncover. In other words, means to say, a son should not uncover, mean have intimacy with one that the robe his father saw when his father was intimate with him, with her. How do you know? How does Rabbi Yehuda know that this pasuk is talking about a woman that his father violated or seduced, but not and not maybe married to his father? Maybe this means married to his father. Meilave dekra. He learns it from the pasuk that's coming right before it. Now we have smichas. Clearly, with all the smichas. The chesiv as a pasuk says, "V'nasa reisha shochiv yama la'avia naira chamishim kasef," and the person shall give the man that was with her. She'll give the father of the girl 50 silver coins, 50 shekel. And this is talking about a girl that the man violated. It was smichlei lo kich ish. And then right after it says that a man shall not marry the wife of his father, or and not uncover the robe of his father. So if smichas over here, clearly he holds of it when it comes to devarim. Therefore, we can come out to expound also the concept of sitis and shatness to tell you that an assay is going to be docha alosa assay. So what about the Rabbanan that argue that Tanakama, right before we saw the Mishnah, much that comes up later on, says the argues of Yehuda, and he allows you to marry the woman the father either violated or seduced. Why do they let that? Rabbanan, Iyavah Samachlei, says, okay, if that concept of don't uncover the robe of your father was right next to it, then you'd actually be correct. I'd agree with you. Rashi says, Lo Samachlei, Dechsev Lo Yikach Ishas Isha, Ishas Aviv. First, don't take a man shouldn't take his father's wife. That's first there, and then it says lo yigala kenaf. So kedgamet hashad the lo samachle is no smichas dechsev. There's a break in between lo yikachish eshes aviv in time. It has that in between, the little in between stage. Okay, we're not supposed to read that stuff, but anyway, Must be that this pasuk is actually not talking about seduction or violating. It's talking about shemeres yavim. Don't be with your father's wife, or with kanaf aviv means a woman who is waiting to marry her. Meaning this, your father had a brother, and the brother was married to a woman. The brother died. That means your uncle, and now this woman falls to him. That's what it's referencing. Velav or a love b'shnei lavin, and it's coming to teach that someone is with her. There's going to be over two lavin. One is against being with one's father's brother's wife, which we know pasuk is not allowed to be, and the other one is tells the iser of being with his father's yavama. Okay, my friend, we're mitten sugya here, but we're going to pause it for now and continue with this the next amud. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.